93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A trickle of humanitarian aid has begun flowing into Gaza as its border crossing with Egypt is open.
The World Food Program's Shaza Mograbi told CBS News what is needed next.
What we need is unimpeded and sustained access to get life-saving and critical supplies into Gaza. This is a good start, but a drop in the bucket.
UN agencies are hoping that the crossing remains open, and they are calling for 100 trucks a day and calling for the immediate release of hostages. Pamela Falk, CBS News, United Nations.
Rachel Goldberg's 23-year-old son Hirsch, a U.S.-Israeli citizen, was kidnapped by Hamas from a music festival on October 7th. But she is taking comfort from the news that two Israeli-American hostages were released by Hamas on Friday.
I was so relieved for their families because I know exactly what they've been going through. And I was just so happy for them that they got to breathe, that their loved ones who've been waiting got to breathe, you know, normally.
The Israeli military says its troops in the north are taking incoming. IDF spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Kornikas.
The way it is looking now, Hezbollah is aggressing and it is dragging Lebanon into a war that it will gain nothing from, but stands to lose a lot.
Some non-essential personnel and family members are being evacuated from the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad and the U.S. consulate in Erbil, Iraq. Officials say there have been increased security threats. Senior Republican Congressman Michael McCaul says the Republican fight over who should be Speaker of the House is the most embarrassing thing he's seen in his 20 years.
I want a Speaker in the chair so we can move forward and get my issues, my Committee of War and Peace. It's too dangerous right now. The world's on fire.
McCaul spoke on ABC. Police in Maryland continue to search for Pedro Argate, the man they say shot and killed a circuit court judge at his home last week after the judge ruled against him in a divorce case. More from WUSA 9 TV reporter Leslie Moreno.
Investigators say the community shouldn't be concerned.
We don't feel that the community's at risk.
Not everyone agrees.
If he's going to kill a judge, I don't think there's anything to stop him from doing that to somebody else.
Some from surrounding areas have even made their way to Williamsport to search for the suspect.
Falling Waters, West Virginia, and we just want to make sure that this guy is captured. We don't even want to go to sleep because we're scared, because nobody knows where he is.
This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. On Wednesday, the Department of Natural Resources Policy Board is set to consider the first update to Wisconsin's wolf management plan in 16 years. Roz Brown has more now on what wolf advocates have to say about it.
In late 2022, the DNR released a draft plan that wolf advocates were ready to accept. But since then, Kim Hollis, with the group Friends of the Wisconsin Wolves and Wildlife, says another revised plan has surfaced.
We kind of got the rug pulled out from under us because at the last minute, the plan was changed. It's not at all similar to the original draft plan.
2 years ago, Wisconsin hunters killed 218 wolves in a week, far exceeding the state's limit of 119. That resulted in a lawsuit against the DNR by animal welfare groups. A judge ultimately required the agency to prepare an updated wolf management plan prior to another hunting season. When the original draft plan was released, Hollis says wolf advocates were encouraged that it included recommendations not only from hunters and trappers, but also tribes and wildlife advocates. But she worries the DNR will be more persuaded by those who want to hunt wolves than pro-wildlife stakeholders.
The hunters and the trappers, even though they're a smaller group than the majority of the public, wanted more wolves. They make a lot of noise, and they seek to be treated differently because I think they've become accustomed to that over all these years.
Meanwhile, a bill has been introduced in the Wisconsin legislature to force the DNR to include a hard cap on the state's wolf population in the new management plan. The agency has declined to do so, saying a cap would limit flexibility in managing the wolf population. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Roz Brown. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
I'm Mike Clemens.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK. Your home. It's time to go under the helmet with the Gravedigger. Once again, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your ass. Earl wants to rant and rave about his Detroit Lions. What's up, Earl?
Why is it my Detroit Lions?
Oh, don't you try to act like it now, Earl. No.
Well, okay.
I want the people to know what we talk about when we ain't on here. Tell the truth, Earl.
Good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. And so let's clear the air.
Please.
So I told Gilbert, beginning of the season, I said, the Detroit Lions
are
the real deal. And Gilbert clearly corrected me and didn't believe that the Detroit Lions were the real deal. I told him the Lions won the last 10 games last year and just missed the playoffs. They're now 5-1, firmly cemented as one of the best football teams in the NFL, not the NFC, in the entire NFL. And so, they won again on yesterday. They beat a 3-1 Tampa Bay Buccaneer team. Hey, why are you holding your head, man?
Hurry up and get finished.
Hey, man, that's a real deal, Gilbert. Offense, defense, the coach. Yeah, man. Hey, we may be seeing the Detroit Lions. They may be playing a playoff game in Ford Field.
Don't you start. Wait to hold the 49ers grab hold of them Lions.
Hey, man, the 49ers and Philly both got beat by teams that weren't so great yesterday. So the Lions got the same record as the 49ers and the Eagles. I know, man. And so, listen. I get it. You're a Green Bay Packer.
Hey, you Lion fan. Mark my words. Let's see what they had in week 12 and week 13. Let's see how good they are then.
Yeah, man, I told you. They've won.
Flash in the pan.
They've won 15 out of the last 16 games, man. When they said that the 49ers won 15 straight games. Everybody was, the great 49ers. Detroit did the same thing.
Is this the Detroit Lions show?
No, man. We getting ready. Hey, this is
Detroit Lions show. I must have hit my head as I came through the door.
Hey, so here's the deal. So it's we're talking about the Packers. So let's talk about the Green Bay.
We're talking about the Packers. We're talking about them.
Didn't you tell me Detroit
kitty cat?
Hey man, didn't you tell me? You told me get it out of the way,
girl. You know what?
Get it off your chest.
Listen. I'm gonna go on and say this on the airwaves of the Earl Ingram show. You were right. I was wrong. The Detroit Lions are a football team.
Hey man, you know
that's all I'm gonna say. I ain't gonna say they're a great football team. I ain't gonna say they're a good football team. They are a football team. But guess what? Who's knocking on the back door?
Who?
The Green Bay Packers.
Well, let's talk about the Green Bay Packers.
Because them other two dummies played yesterday too, and one and one lost, but we still two in the division.
So, well, right. Hey Gilbert.
Right?
The only reason you're two in the division, because the Packers play one less game than the rest of them. The Packers are 2-2.
No, you're not saying it right. We didn't even play this week, and we still number two.
I know, man. It's only been four games, man.
So everybody else played five, and we still number two. Uh-huh.
That 13 more games to play. Let's get to the Packers, man. Let's get to the Packers. Okay, so there's been a lot of conversation during this bye week.
Listen, y'all, he gonna pull up all the bad
news. About Jordan Love. And I'm not the person who wrote all this stuff, man, right?
Oh, no.
The people who writing this stuff about Jordan Love, they're the ones who got all the statistics, and they got a
PhD in football. They played the game, so we're going to listen to them.
Well, they got a PhD, and it stands for piled high and deep. So,
I like that one.
Here's the deal. You can keep saying Jordan Love. I read something the other day where a cat was talking about Gilbert. It's time to sit Jordan Love and bring that rookie quarterback out.
Wait, who said that?
One writer, man. I don't know who he was, but he's some writer. And he somehow
– say his name on the air so we can send him some paper.
I know, man.
Is he crazy?
Well, he saw the backup quarterback do some good stuff in preseason, right? I saw him, and I said he's a pretty decent quarterback. But if he out there every play and they coming for his neck, guess what he going to do, Gilbert?
Oh, my God.
So here's at the root of what's happening with the Packers, Gilbert.
Please.
Right tackle, Zach Tom. He's got 12 pressures in four games. Rasheed Walker, he got 10 pressures in four games. John Runyon, 7 pressures in four games. Josh Myers, 6 pressures in four games. Elton Jenkins, 7 pressures in 3 games. So let me ask you, Gilbert. You played defensive tackle. Defensive tackle, right? No, you didn't play tackle. You played nose guard. So
same thing.
So Gilbert, when they get in that many pressures, how can anything run on the offense? If I total that up, that's almost 50 some odd pressures. That's almost 10. Pressures a game, Gilbert, not counting the sacks.
But Earl, you said this reporter knows everything, and he's saying let's bench Jordan Love. Not saying that he got 50 pressures in 4 games. He ain't see that. Who is the guy that you said? Find out who this fool is so I can talk about
it. Now check this out. At the same time, Christian Watson only have 6 total touches for the entire 4 games. He only had the ball in his hand 6 times.
Even though you started out wrong with them Detroit Lions, boy, you breaking it down right now.
Hey, man. Aaron Jones only touched the ball 17 times in four games. These are really, these are the engine that make the offense go, right?
The engine that pushes the engine, yes.
All right.
Yes. Yes. You know how you got two locomotives?
Right.
One pushing the other? Yes. You got that right there. Right?
So
and you, if you remember last year, everybody was talking about Aaron Jones needs at least 25 touches per game. That's a lot of touches, man.
But if
you go back and look at all the statistics, when he touched the ball more than 25 touches a game, we win.
Oh, there's no question. He is without
he
question.
Win.
He's a game breaker, and so is Watson. So if your two game breakers have not even basically been on the field, you can say and you know that's part of the reason. But to say that Jordan Love should be measured right now because he's 55% completion rate. He's thrown for 1,000 yards in four games. That's 250 yards a game. He's got a 77% passer rating. And he's thrown 9 touchdowns and 7 picks. Now, if you just look at those numbers, you would say, well, man, that's pretty bad for a starting quarterback. But then if you turn around, Gilbert, and look at all those pressures and sacks, he's running for his life.
Earl? I've been telling you since day one, it starts up front. But people want to look at the skill guys, and then they want to start pointing fingers when they need to start pointing fingers at that offensive line.
Gilbert, they've got a young offensive line. I mean, Zach Tom, this is only his second year. Walker, I think it's about his second year. Myers is a young guy. You know, they've got a young offensive line.
And hey, Earl.
Yeah.
I love you when you do your homework, man.
Oh, man. Come on.
Because you breaking it down this morning, dog. You breaking it down. And you breaking it down the right way so these people can understand where the problems are.
Yeah. Period. You know, it's easy to say the quarterback is no good, and we need and that he's at the root of the problem. But even, Gilbert, even if Aaron Rodgers was playing today, it would be worse.
It would be the same outcome.
Well, Gilbert, I said it would be worse because I've seen Jordan Love. He can move around a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers can't move anymore, and it would be even worse for him. Because what they really counted on, man, they counted on what's the left tackle's name?
Bakhtiari.
They counted on Bakhtiari. They really did. And the one game he played, he didn't give up any pressures. So, you know, you take him out of there, man, and it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough sledding for him. You know, because where do they go, Gilbert? They've got to let these guys learn the positions, right? I mean, these are the best guys they have. They're not going to go out and get where they're going to find top flight offensive linemen right now.
Right now? Nowhere. Nowhere.
Doesn't matter how much money they have, there's none, right?
Unless somebody let a aging veteran go, that's the only help we can get.
All right, listen, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. You can join us, 844-967-2789. I know it's been a while since the Packers have played, man. It's almost like, hey, man, Packers aren't on. Packers aren't on. The Packers aren't on. So it made me watch some other stuff like the Lions. We'll be right back.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. my way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy today with highs around 53. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 39 tonight, mainly cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 55. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Low 60s Wednesday with a chance for scattered showers. Cooler Thursday with highs in the upper 50s. Showers continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. Yeah, so our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. You know, Gilbert, because the Packers, I really don't like the fact that they played a Monday night, a Thursday night, and then now all of a sudden, you know, they've got this bye week. Because what happens is, you know, people who are used to getting excited about the Packers, it's almost like there's this pause in the season. And so you kind of lose. I was lost yesterday, man, without the Packers playing on Sunday. And, it forced me to watch the Lions. It forced me to watch the Vikings and the Chicago Bears. And, you're shaking your head. That's what they had on television, man. What else? I'm a football guy. What else am I gonna watch?
Badminton.
Reruns.
Badminton. Watch paint dry before you watch that game.
Hey man, let me ask you, man, because the Packers now have had, it'll be almost like 2 weeks off. Yep. When you have that much time off. Gilbert, this early in the season? Is it a good thing? I mean, when you played, how was it?
It's different, man, because when I played, we usually had our bye week 8 games into the season. You know what I'm saying? So it's like mid-season, we get a break, recharge our batteries, and then get ready for the rest of the season. When you have it early like this, it can be a curse, man, because you're going to need that later on down the road to get some guys healthy. You know what I'm saying? And whoever made this schedule, man, and we agreed to it, or we ain't had no choice or whatever, that bye game comes so early, man. I mean, it's kind of like a wasted opportunity.
You know, man, let's do this. Let's go to the phone lines first. Hey, Rico, how you doing, man? Good morning to you.
Uh-oh, Rico.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
All right, man. So hey. So let me ask you, man. No Packer game Sunday. What did you do, man?
I watched all the other games. Right. What I could.
Yeah, right.
Know, what I could.
But you would have rather watched the Packer game. You watched the Lions. What'd you say?
You betcha, brother.
You said you watched the Lions.
I watched the Lions game, and I watched the Bears and Vikings game. I watch everybody in our division. You always got to keep your eye on the competition. The Lions look like they're going to give us a little competition this year. You're right about that. But I want to go back to this guy. This guy here be talking about, oh, we're going to get, you know, put the backup quarterback in there. After all the stats you just laid out, everybody knows it's we got a, you know, a little problem going on with that frontline offense. But you know what? I want to go back to week two, week three, we're on the same show. They were talking about, what didn't you say, Earl? Oh, we got to get rid of that A.J. Dillon. Well, I want to recall, Packer fans, let's go back to this last game, and if you rewind it and watch it,
Dillon played well.
Dillon took that ball 50, 60 yards downfield, brother, and took that thing to the house all by himself. I think it was the only touchdown we got that night. And I just want to remind people, let's not be so quick to get rid of people. That's what I say. Let's not be so quick about that.
Hey, Rico, thank you very much for the call. Gilbert.
Rico Suave. Okay. hey, see, Rico been listening to the show, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't point fingers at those skilled guys right now. If the big boys up front ain't doing their job. And I'm gonna be more critical than anybody. But do you hear me say we gotta sit down Jordan Love at any part of this?
No.
We're pointing the fingers at this offensive line. It starts up front. They got to take the brunt of this blame.
So, Gilbert, so, you know, the Packers knew going in that I read something the other day where it said that they made a mistake by not drafting additional offensive linemen because they really thought that they were set as offensive, with offensive line. You're shaking your head. You're never set there, huh?
The talent dude, that's his job. Who is the talent dude? What's his name?
Gutekunst.
He's the talent dude. You know what I'm saying? And when you sitting up here drafting all these tight ends and all these other dudes, first round, Van Ness and all these other guys, what happened with us taking part in strengthening this offensive line? Because you knew left tackle Bakhtiari, as great as he is, he's guaranteed to miss a few games. Guaranteed. So why not solidify that left tackle
spot? Well, you know, Gilbert, I think they drafted some, they got some young offensive linemen. I guess they thought that this was the future. But offensive linemen, man, you know, they can get, you got cats like you coming at them. They're in a position to get injured, right? I mean, you really, that's a dangerous position.
Oh, my job.
Is- CBS News brief, more trucks loaded with humanitarian aid made it into Gaza today, says Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We were just told that some of the convoys have started to move again and are moving as we speak.
He spoke on NBC. 17 trucks were allowed in today. Republican Congressman Michael McCaul tells ABC his colleagues have to get it together and elect a speaker.
It's my 10th term in Congress.
Yeah.
This is probably one of the most embarrassing things I've seen, because if we don't have a Speaker of the House, we can't govern.
They'll try again this week after ousting Kevin McCarthy and then saying no to Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan. Are you obeying orders to return to the office? CBS News Los Angeles reporter David Lazarus says employers have come up with ways to see if you are.
Managers are getting savvy about this. They figured out that people are starting to coffee bag, so what are they doing in response? They're walking the halls, especially in the afternoons, looking to see who is around. They might even summon you to their office on the fly just to see if you're around to receive. Spawn.
CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UpUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley, 93.5 The Tap.
Also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Under the Hammer with the Grave Digger, the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Gilbert, you don't see me getting in the groove, man.
Earl, if these people can see you bobbing your head and the way you dance, they're gonna be like, he ain't caught a rhythm yet.
That's kind of, you know, the way it was back in the day. OVP. But let me ask you this, man. I was going through. First off, congratulations. You are on. I didn't even know they were still doing John Madden.
Are you crazy?
Hey, man, come on, man.
All the kids, even the grown-ups playing the Madden game.
Well, I don't know
dudes, and dudes used to get mad because of their ratings. They get
you
pissed
mean the
off
players?
About their ratings. The players get pissed off about their ratings.
Well, you,
I ain't though.
You,
I ain't.
You are now. I don't know what this stuff. You're the only one in the Ultimate Team with the unstoppable Force X Factor trait. So, you know, we old folk, man. What does that mean?
That means I'm a bad man. That means I can't be stopped. That means I choke two at the same time and still dig them up.
So,
as you.
So you play Madden?
Oh, yeah.
Even today?
Even today. When I got time, I get on the sticks, baby.
You know, let me get here, man. Our phone line's open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Now, this guy came up with this, Gilbert. His name is Zach Cruz, okay? And he came up with the all Brett Favre versus all Aaron Rodgers Packer team.
Okay.
Now, you know, because they haven't been in the games, this is what, you know, this is what people have to do because, you know, we're still talking football.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They came up with this, and he I don't know how he measures it, but he went down every position and talked about the comparisons between, you know, the Brett Favre's 1992 from the era featuring the best players from the era 1992 to 2022 of the two legendary quarterbacks. And I couldn't help, man, as we went down the defensive line. Because sometimes we forget, man, because we didn't play. You played. You knew the guys you played with. Right. But I looked at the cats you had with you, man. Gilbert Brown, Santana Dotson, Cullen Jenkins and Cletus Hunt. You remember them cats? You remember them cats?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So let me ask you, because I remember Cletus Hunt sometimes making. He was a pretty rough dude, man.
Yeah, he was a tough hombre.
So Cullen Jenkins was a pretty tough cat.
He was a tough one too.
So and then you mix Santana Dotson and you. In there, that's, you know, that's a pretty memorable top flight tackles, right? Is it safe to say that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a good, that was a good mix of salt and pepper.
Now, Santana was like kind of the oldest one of you guys. The other three of you guys were kind of young, right?
Yeah. We was the puppies.
Yeah. So tell us what it was like, man, to play with Cullen Jenkins, Cletus Hunt, and Santana Dotson. You know, man, even as dominant as you were, what was it like?
It was like you got to have that complimentary player. You know what I'm saying? He got to do something in order for me to eat. I got to do something in order for him to eat. And we played off of each other. Me and Santana were the best at it. You know, and then Cletus came along. And then Cullen came along, and they all three brought a different piece to the table. You know what I'm saying? I think to me, Santana was probably the best pass rusher. Cletus was more power with his pass rush, and Cullen was too. You know what I'm saying? So they all everybody had their own flavor to them.
Well, so now you also played as a younger cat with Reggie White. And and what was the other cat's name, the guy from San Diego?
It was Reggie White and Sean Jones.
Sean Jones. That was, and who else did you have with you?
When we all played together, it was Santana, me, Reggie, Sean.
Okay.
And I'm going to say this right now, and I don't mean to toot everybody's horn, and you can even go back to the Lombardi days. That defensive line we had in 96 that only gave up 19 touchdowns, I'm going to say we was probably one of the premier defensive lines in Green Bay Packer history.
19 touchdowns in the entire season.
We only played 16 games, sir.
I know, but they, man, that's an average of one touchdown a game, man. That's phenomenal.
We went hunting, man. We was hunting out there.
So now during the Aaron Rodgers era.
Now, here we go.
Kenny Clark.
Love me some Kenny.
Mike Daniels.
Mike Daniels, a tough customer.
Ryan Pickett.
Ryan Pickett.
B.J. Yep. Raji.
B.J. Raji, yep.
Now, I saw all of that. You know, I watched you guys. I watched them.
Mm-hmm.
Comparison with those guys. I don't think they were as big as you guys were they?
Not really. I mean, B.J. was probably right up in there. You know what I'm saying? Ryan Clark and them guys, you know, they were big boys, man. But they weren't as big as we were. You see what I'm saying? But then again, Earl, you cannot compare that defensive line with our defensive line. You cannot. There is no comparison. I mean, we had the best defensive end that ever put his hand in the dirt.
Oh, with Reggie White.
Reggie White. He can play all four positions.
Yeah, but so what they did then also said was the combination of Gilbert Brown and Santana Dotson was just unbelievable. And then they tried to compare Kenny Clark and Mike Daniels to the two of you. And they came out saying clearly that Gilbert Brown and Santana Dotson clearly had the upper hand in that.
Wow. I mean, he finally got something right.
Hey. So,
because Earl, I'm gonna tell you like this: we enjoyed punishing offensive lines. We enjoyed it. And here's the killer part about it, Earl. You know, you watch film all week and all that stuff, and then when you get out there on the field and they break the huddle and they start walking to the line and they see how really big we really are.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So as I was going through this, man, and I looked at, you know, some of the other positions, like the running backs.
Yeah.
All Brett Favre, Amon Green, Dorsey Levens, Edgar Bennett, all Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, Ryan Grant, Eddie Lacy. I don't think there's any comparison. Do you?
No.
Amon Green, Dorsey Levens, and Edgar Bennett.
Amon Green is the Green Bay Packers all-time leading rusher right now. And Dorsey Levens, when you got a nickname, The Horse.
Man, you know.
The Horse?
When they would do the little swing pass to Dorsey Levens, and he would pick up some steam. What did he weigh? What did he weigh, 230?
Maybe. Because, you know, he started out as a fullback.
No, I know he was a big boy.
As a fullback. But here, we missing out on Edgar Bennett. Edgar Bennett was a all-terrain running back. I had never seen nobody running mud like he did. Never.
So how big was Edgar Bennett?
He wasn't as big as Amon Noor.
Was he fast?
He was just strong.
Yeah, he was strong guy.
And his footing was amazing. I ain't never seen nobody that can run and everybody else slipping and falling. He's toast.
So, Gilbert, I don't think there's any comparison. Certainly Aaron Jones, but Ryan Grant and Eddie Lacy don't compare.
Ryan Grant was pretty good.
Oh, he was.
Ryan Grant was pretty good. Eddie Lacy was more power,
but he didn't last long enough.
But he didn't last long. You're right.
I'm trying to figure. I just can't remember Ryan Grant.
I can't because if you look at him and Dorsey Levins, they look like twins on the field. They wore the same number. They both was pretty, and they both can tote the ball.
Yeah, well, you know, he didn't have a long career.
No, I don't think he did either. No,
you know, fullbacks, all Brett Favre, William Henderson.
Oh my God!
All Aaron Rodgers, John Kuhn.
What you about to say?
I don't know,
what
man.
You about to say?
Hey, I'm just saying, man.
William Henderson brought his hard hat and his lunch pail to work, and he didn't put it down. That dude, man, he played special teams and offense to the max, dog. And when I saw him go in there and hit Urlacher in the mouth on several occasions, I mean, I would run to the sideline just to watch this. Pa-ya!
You know, man, William Henderson was a fullback who got the ball.
And he can catch.
Yeah, and he ran. You know, he had 3,000 yards.
His nickname was Big Stiffy, and he can catch the ball now. Big Stiffy can catch the ball
now. You say big, so what did he weigh? 230?
Oh, no. He had to be at better 250.
Oh, man. So the defensive backs hated to see him coming.
He was in the sweat box with me Thursday night because we had to weigh in on Friday.
So you know, here's the receivers. Okay. All Brett Favre, Sterling Sharp,
ooh.
Donald Driver,
ooh.
Your boy Antonio Freeman, Robert Brooks, and Javon Walker. That five, them some pretty bad boys, right? Safe to say.
Yeah, that's some pretty good dudes.
Okay, so Aaron
Rodgers. Donald Driver, ain't he the all-time leading receiver?
Yeah, all Aaron Rodgers. Davante Adams, bad Jordy man. Nelson.
Bad man.
Greg Jennings.
Bad man.
Randall Cobb. James Jones.
He was good.
And Christian too. Watson.
Christian Watson. He made it. he ain't bust the grape yet. How he get in there?
Hey, Sterling Sharp.
I'd have picked some dude out of the stands for me to put him in there. He ain't bust no grape yet.
Sterling Sharp, you keep saying should be in the Hall of Fame.
No question.
Donald Driver, the leading receiver in the history
of Green Bay. Mr. Dancing with the Stars.
Antonio Freeman, who is a buddy of yours. Was he underrated? Has he been underrated?
Yes, very underrated. Very underrated. And might you say, most of these guys that you said name was has been nominated for Hall of Fame.
For the Green Bay Pack Hall of Fame?
No. Oh. NFL Hall of Fame.
So Robert Brooks was a guy who, you know, was pretty good, man, but he didn't get a lot of – he didn't play very long, but, man
– injury.
Yeah, he took a beating. He was a cat that they would run in a linebacker territory, right?
Across the middle, man.
Yeah. He had courage, right? You need some courage to go across the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we got to go to a break. Phone lines open at 844-967-2789. Under the Helmet, the Grave Digger, you can join us. We'll be right back.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having
having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing, to all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. All good.
My people's in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. Hey, Gilbert, let's keep on moving, man. Tight ends. Tight ends. So the era of Brett Favre and his greatest teams from versus Aaron Rodgers and his greatest teams. Mark Chmura, Bubba Franks, Keith Jackson, and Aaron Rodgers, that's Brett Favre, and Aaron Rodgers, Jermichael Finley, Donald Lee, Robert Tonyan, Mercedes Lewis. Now, you know all these guys because, you know, you played, you know, during your years, but you also got to see these other guys, you know. Mark Chmura.
Big, strong, powerful. Red zone guy.
Good hands.
He good hands, man. Good block or two. Good block or two. Yeah. Bubba Franks, he ain't the cutest dude in the world. Well, he can play some football now. I ain't gonna lie to
him. He was pretty big boy too, right?
He was huge too, man. He was huge too.
And the Dean, Keith Jackson.
Oh, just a consummate pro.
Yeah, you guys got him late. You got him late. He played all those years. I think with Philadelphia, I think it might have been.
Yeah, he got him a ring and got on out of there.
Yeah. But he was, you learned a lot from him. Safe to say that?
Oh my God. Yes. He was a joy to play with.
Now, Jermichael Finley was very talented, right?
The biggest human I ever seen in my life.
And could run.
Oh my God. I was standing next to him a year ago and I had to look up and say, God damn, you big. I ain't never seen nobody bigger than me like that. I'm like, God.
And what is it, about 6'4", 6'5"? Wasn't he a big tall guy?
Man, he looked like he about 6'9".
and he was kind of athletic.
Yes, he was a powerful tight end. Very powerful tight end.
I don't even know who Donald Lee is. I remember Robert Tunney.
He made the cut. Made the cut.
And Mercedes Lewis is still playing today, 19 years.
Yes. You know,
still playing football. Ain't that hard to believe, man? Can't get 19 years and he's still at it.
Man, that Geritol is wonders, ain't it?
Let's go to offensive line, man.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
And who, you know, did who? Chad Clifton.
Chad.
Mark Tauscher.
Mark Tauscher.
Marco Rivera. Mm-hmm. Mike Wall. And Frank mm-hmm. Winters. Tell me about your offensive line.
Frank Winters. Somebody asked me the other day, who is the nastiest, meanest, just dude you ever played against? And I always say Frank Winters, my own teammate. You know what I'm saying? He made me better and I made him better. If he can block me, he can block anybody. And that's what he did.
So he's not in the Ring of Honor yet, is he?
No, he's not. I mean, he he's in the Green Bay Pack Hall of Fame. We went in together.
Oh, okay. Okay.
2008.
Aaron Rodgers, David Bakhtiari, Brian Bulaga.
Bulaga,
Josh Sitton, TJ Lane, Corey Lindsey.
That's a pretty good offensive line.
But you That's like, a pretty good offensive but line. you like y'all's better.
Well, our offensive line was more finesse than they are. I think they were a little bit more powerful.
Yeah. I'll say
a little bit more attitude too.
So now we'll go to okay, here we go. Edge rushers.
There's no
Brett Favre, Reggie White.
Period.
Kabir Baja Bia Miller.
Who?
Kabir Gabaja Bia Miller.
KGB.
You don't remember him?
I remember that.
Okay. Bunny Holiday.
V Day.
Sean Jones. And Aaron Capman.
Vonnie had, I think he had 5 or 6 sacks one game.
One game,
yeah.
Now,
Aaron, but ain't nobody comparing to number 92.
Aaron Rodgers, Clay Matthews, Julius Peppers, and of course Julius Peppers was an old man when he came. I don't know if he still was
balling though.
Oh, he was, yeah, because he played.
And you know, Julius Peppers was a 2-sport player in college.
No, what else could he play?
North Carolina basketball.
Za'Darius Smith,
55.
Rashee Gary, Preston Smith. Now, these are young guys. They've added, you know, Za'Darius Smith, Rashawn Gary, and clearly Rashawn Gary is going to go down. If he don't get hurt, he's going to be clearly a cat whose name is going to be added to that Hall of Fame in Lambeau. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
If he doesn't get hurt. But that's pretty close to call, would you say?
No, it's no close to call.
Oh, that's right, Reggie White.
Yes, there's no close to call, and they'll tell you that.
So let me ask you, Gilbert. Whenever I mention Reggie White, your eyes light up, man. Even after all these years, your eyes light up because you got to play with the legend, arguably the greatest edge rusher in the history of football. Is it safe to say that?
The greatest. No one can do the things he done.
They like Ali. The greatest of all time.
All time.
Yeah. So Reggie White was that.
Yes. And I got to play with him.
Yeah. You know.
Exceptional on and off the field.
Yeah, man. You know, it's good kind of going down that memory lane walk, man. We didn't get to the linebackers, the defensive backs, or others, but both, it's safe to say both eras were great.
They were good. Yeah, both eras are good, but you got to remember one thing. My era went to 2 Super Bowls. One, lost one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back to back. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
Well, it's tough to repeat.
Well, I didn't want to rain on your parade and say, well, during the Bart Starr era, they won back-to-back Super Bowls.
Hey, but at least we did. At least that era and this era went to 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah. Hey, man, the time gets away too quick, Gilbert.
Too quick?
Yeah, man.
We got to go.
Yeah, man. We got to go, man. You know, I only got to follow the rules.
If you wouldn't have wasted the time at the beginning of the show talking about them stupid Lions, we'd have more.
Time out.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.